You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things.
Rays of sunshine coax the bright green buds to open up and grow here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly, in the backyard of the clubhouse, preparing for a very special day.
Good girl. This is going to be a birthday to top all birthdays, Polly.
Yeah.
There we go. Our birthday picnic blankets are all laid out. Hey, Sam, could you help me straighten that corner, please?
Sure, Steve. I just put the finishing touches on the cake.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad are going to be proud of us.
Polly, the birthday girl seems to be getting excited.
Hey, Jack, do you really think she even knows it's her birthday?
Yeah.
Of course, Polly knows it's her birthday. She's a highly evolved being.
Nothing like a dog on which you can depend. A dog is always there to be your loyal friend. A dog will want to hear about your rotten day. And when you're feeling better, she'll always want to play. There's nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a hamster. If you have an allergy, a hamster's the answer. He stays up all night, keeping you awake, running his wheel and planning his escape. And when he's finally free, he'll hide in the couch, sit down to watch TV, little hamster teeth go, ouch! But there's nothing like a dog when you are feeling down, when no one has the time, your dog's always around. At night when you are sleepy, he'll climb up on your bed, and you can fall asleep, scratching on his head. There's nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a reptile, lizard, or a gecko. It's sure to make your mom smile, lie around all day, basking in the sun. But when you want to play, he really isn't fun. Still, he probably won't get loose and bite you on the fanny. Put him to good use when you want to scare your granny. But there's nothing like a dog, just like Scooby-Doo, to go on an adventure, a big explore with you. And when you come home stinky, smelling like a hog, just give your mom a winky and blame it on your dog. There's nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a tarantula. If you live in an apartment or even a big granula, tarantulas are neat. They don't make any noise. They're really good for scaring naughty girls and boys. They don't need a leash. They don't need a collar. Put them in your cousin's bed and listen to him holler.
Did you do it? Did you do it?
Yes, I did.
Be quiet.
Where'd you put it? Where'd you put it?
I put it on his pillow. Now be quiet.
Oh, this is gonna be so good. I wish I could take a picture.
Right about now, it should be crawling right up.
There's nothing like a dog. Nothing like a dog.
We just heard a song from Judy Pancoast.
Everything seems to be in place for Polly's birthday party, except now we just need a few birthday balloons.
Yeah. What is it, Polly? What's she saying?
Well, she's your dog, Jack. Maybe you better translate.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey,
It's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
translate.
Spelling, please.
T-R-A-N-S-L-A-T-E.
Definition, please.
Verb. To express the sense of a word in another language. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are interpret.
My client means them.
Convert. Decipher.
I wonder what this means.
Explain.
You see, it's really quite simple.
Rephrase.
Let me say that another way.
Or spell out.
D-O-G-G-I-E.
Sentence, please.
I gotcha. All right, I'm ready to translate Polly's barking.
Okay.
She says she'd like to hear her second favorite Zucchini Brothers song, Berry Island.
Maybe live in a tree, have my own island out in the sea. No one to talk to, don't have to listen. Lay around on the beach, maybe go fishing.
Wish I could go to an island, pick berries and live. Wish I could go to an island, pick berries and live. Wish I could go to an island, pick berries and live. Wish I could go to an island, pick berries and live for the rest of my life.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Susan.
Where's the guest of honor?
Oh, she's digging for tennis balls over behind the bushes.
Well, she won't have to dig anymore, because I got her a present.
Ah.
Here, Polly.
Polly, Susan's brought you a birthday gift. Would you like to open it?
Okay, Polly, here you go. I'll help you. Ooh. I put a lot of thought into this, you know.
What is it, Polly?
What is it now?
A brand new tennis ball.
Oh.
All right. Thanks, Susan. Tell Susan thank you, Polly.
Hey, this is working out pretty well. Now she won't be chewing on my clothes.
The dog chewed another pair of my underwear.
Mom, I need a new pair.
The dog chewed another pair of my underwear.
Mom, I need a new pair.
My dog
is called Peaches, but I don't know why. I think Pesky or Out of My Way would be a better name for her. I tried to feed Peaches peaches one day, but she just sneezed. Wouldn't you rather eat a peach than chew on a sock?
The dog chewed another pair of my underwear.
Mom, I need a new pair.
The dog chewed another pair of my underwear.
Mom, I need a new pair.
Hey, you know I like that underwear. I wasn't trying to do anything wrong to your baby. I just like to have that underwear. You know, it's something I just like to do. I was born that way. I like to be chasing around the underwears. I have fun, I have fun.
Dog chewed another pair of my underwear.
That's the best thing that I could ever do. I love it, I love it. Don't take it away from me, baby. I love that underwear.
Peaches, you're just weird. I mean, I give you a bone and you just bury it and can't find it again. When you're inside, you want to be out, and when you're outside, you want to be in. And then you lick my kneecaps? Ugh, that's disgusting. Listen, Peaches, I'm going out for a while. Don't get into trouble while I'm gone. We got you a new chew toy, and there's some food and water for you. Just don't start clawing at the door when I leave, all right? Right?
You better take me for a walk now. I mean, my name's Peaches. I gotta be where the trees are. I gotta be where my best friend is, and that's you. And I'm thinking of you to help me in, as you see. Oh, we gotta go running. We gotta eat some stuff together. Oh, baby, if you would just give me a little something. If you'd just clean up your room a little, maybe I would be taking all your stuff all the time, baby.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Dog on Fleas. At the top of the news today, there's a man who's aging in dog years. And Coward Hossel is live with the story. Coward.
Coward Hossel here with 12-year-old Bobby James. And Bobby...
Mr. Hossel, the full name's Robert Edward James. I'm 84 years old. And it should be my choice at this stage in life to go to school or work.
Well,
I'm frankly ready for some relaxation. Most of my friends are retired.
Now, Robert, you would be 84 if you were a dog, but you look like a real 12-year-old to me.
Well, I do use an excellent skin conditioning gel. And, excuse me, Mr. Hossel, I've just got a scratch and itch.
This is getting very interesting, folks. Back to you, Bob.
I'd never let my son age in dog years. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Well, hello, folks. It's a beautiful, sunny, blue sky spring day here in Zucchini Land. Everything is a tender, fluorescent green, and young buds are opening up everywhere. Ah, if only we could all stay forever young. Back to you, Bob.
Yes, let's all stay healthy and young at heart. Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay. Forever young. truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong, and may you stay. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of change shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. And may you stay.
Song from Bob Dylan.
Well, I think it's that time.
I always enjoy this part.
Now, we actually have two cakes. One for Polly and one for us humans.
Okay, everybody. Make sure you don't eat Polly's.
It's really dog food.
Before we sing the birthday song to Polly, I have something special I'd like to say.
The quote of the day is...
Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. Robert Browning.
The Great Minds.
Quote from Robert Browning, gentlemen, who has insight.
If I may?
Yes, Quinston, please.
I'd certainly like to try growing old.
Yes.
But I don't know where to get the seeds.
Seeds?
Yes.
Well, let me
shed some light on this, gentlemen.
Brooks, please.
The poet Robert Browning wrote this quote in a poem that he had written to his wife Elizabeth.
Excellent. So he was saying, grow old with me, the best is yet to be.
That's right.
Not something to be afraid of or to worry about or to not look forward to, but rather something to welcome,
hopeful.
To look forward to.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right. Speaking of looking forward to something and growing old, how about some Roquefort?
Oh, yes.
Special aged for 3 years.
Yes.
Aged Roquefort.
Yes, the best is yet to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, If you don't have a husband or a wife or someone like that to grow old with, you can always have a pet. Pets are wonderful companions. Dogs, cats, they can help you feel young.
Here, Polly, come on.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
We're back.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Polly.
How was your walk?
Excellent. Wouldn't you say, Polly?
Yeah. Well, we cleaned up the mess from the birthday party, yeah. So you wouldn't have to, seeing how it's Polly's special day,
yeah.
And you're her special human friend.
Wow. Thanks, everybody.
Susan, time to come home. Well, guys, gotta go. See you tomorrow. And happy birthday, Polly.
Bye, Susan.
Oh, look who's coming up the street. I think that's Esquire's grandpappy, Mr. Barrister. Oh, I wonder why he's swinging his arms like that. Looks kind of funny.
Well, I think they call that power walking.
Hello, Mr. Barrister.
Hello, boys.
A great day for a little outdoor exercise.
Maybe we should go for a power walk, too. You're never too young to exercise.
Yeah. Okay, Polly. Looks like you'll get to go for a second walk.
Hello, Mr. Barrister.
Phew. Trying to keep that old heart rate up. Not as easy as it used to be.
Yeah.
These old bones are tired. Huh? You know what would help to keep these arms and legs moving? A song from Cass Elliot. How's about Lady Love?
I'd like to sing this song especially for my little daughter.
I'm sure I'll find
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KRFP in Moscow, Idaho.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1266.
And click on the fun stuff icon for some neat birthday party ideas for dogs or humans.
The Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse, is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Now controlling the flight of Atlantis, the space shuttle spreads its wings one final time for the start of a sentimental journey into history.
Will I ever be to Disneyland?
Affirmative.
That was definitely an e-ticket.
Roger that, Sally.
Set your alarm clocks to Jen LaFranc on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks. I'll bring you the best new music in roots Americana,
rock,
R&B,